afternoon, The Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Yes, hello. My name's Craig. Just after some advice on an infant bird, an infant crow, I rang the wildlife rescue or whatever you call it.
Yep.
And I'm not sure. I can only go off what they've told me. But anyway, I found this little bird this morning at work. He's obviously been separated from his family or whatever's happened. He's not old enough to fly. He seems to be able to hop around and move and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They told me to take him back out into the yard of our workshop and just put him up somewhere high. And they reckon that's his best case to survive. But I've been watching him now for nearly 45 minutes. There are other crows around here, which I have seen with baby crows in the past.
Yeah.
But they're not. One flew down and sat next to him for like 5 seconds and then they've flown away. They haven't come back. And I don't know what, do I just leave him there or, because there's a lot of feral cats in this area and he's sitting there at the moment just squawking away, but no other birds coming to him. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, like it might take an hour or so for the parents to show interest and come back.
Long
as he's up high enough, he's in a box or a container with potentially some holes in the bottom and some sticks and stuff so he can grip onto them just in case it does rain. We don't want it to fill up with water. Just with some protection, like either a branch or something over the top of there's some protection. He's not in direct open in the environment. The parent birds should hopefully come back down, like the Wildlife Rescue Queensland would have said to you, is the best chance for these guys to survive is to stay out in the wild. I would still just keep an eye on him. If it gets to dark and no one's come back to claim him, then potentially what you could do is take him to a local vet surgery, the emergency centres, and they can try and organise a carer. They'll get the location of where he's come from. But yeah, I definitely would still persevere for another hour or so.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So I've just sat him on a big tall stack of wooden pallets. So he's just sitting there at the moment, he's been walking around on them, but I did have him in a cardboard box, but I took him out of the box because I thought if he sits up there, they could see him. If he was in the box, they're not going to see him. I suppose they would just hear him, wouldn't they?
They would hear him. So you're basically making a makeshift nest for him. I'm assuming he's feathered and everything.
Yes.
So he's probably taken his maiden flight and stuff and just ended up on the ground. If you can get the box and just make sure, like maybe a couple of just small holes in the bottom in case it does rain, it will seep through the cardboard if it's a cardboard box. But and just put some branches and stuff so he can grip on and climb out if need be. He will call out and the parents will come down, but it also offers a bit of protection for him also.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's hard, but yeah, that's the best thing that you can do for him.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, I'll do exactly that. Thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem. All the best. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.